1, 2. Yes, we're finally here. Episode 12 of Consistently Above Average, the 1st of November, 2024. You are especially welcome today. Thank you very much for tuning in. Good growth since last week, since we last talked, off the bounce of the Nogi Europeans. A lot of people were quite happy about having a guest on one of the shows. Reluctantly, I will admit, the listens were good. Not as good as some of the other episodes. Better than other episodes. The guest format could well be a winner. Maybe it's like John Luca. Maybe it's like me talking to guests. I'm not 100% sure on it just yet. But this is your weekly reminder. Share the podcast with a friend. Share it to the story. Recommend the training partners. Give us 5 stars on Apple or Spotify. We can see the stats. We can see who's listening. Don't know who's listening, but we know how many people are listening. I say we as if this is some huge operation. Of course it is. I've multiple staff working in the background, round the clock, analysing the stats. And we have decided, after our weekly meeting, we circled back at our weekly meeting, and we've decided we're going to have to go a run on the new Instagram page that is at Consistently Above Average, just shy of 400 followers. But in order to try and grow that number through engagement farming means, I'm going to start commenting on loads of posts, random posts, scour the hashtags, try get funny comments in early on meme pages. I once put a comment a couple of months ago on a page through my own account that's still getting likes today, over 5k likes. Big numbers. Still get notifications for it every day. It's very annoying, to be honest. So in the early days of Instagram, many, many years ago, this is what I'm going to have to go down the route of doing, copying their great steps. One MMA fighter, personality. They had somebody running the account. Either a very early bot, very early Fiverr worker from some country who was running it for them, an intern, a friend, or whatever. Who cares what it was? Chris Cyborg, one of the most famous female mixed martial arts fighters of all time. Whoever running her account back then was a genius. They would be scouring the MMA tab, the UFC tab, BJJ tab, martial arts hashtag on Instagram. Whatever it was, you name it. They would mass like and comment everything. It was just emojis, usually fire emojis, maybe a fist emoji, whatever you can think of. The funniest part about this, was there were actual people, actual grown men, grown adults, who would then screenshot it and post it on their Facebook status updates, usually with the caption, something like, "Huh, must be doing something right. Not every day you get a comment," which is 2 fire emojis, "from one of the baddest females of the planet. Happy Friday, guys," with 3 sunglasses emojis after. Like, "Huh, not a bad thing to wake up to, huh? Chris Cyborg just followed me on Instagram and commented on loads of my posts." Yeah, so you'd follow them back and then they'd unfollow you a day or two later. This is the equivalent of that famous Simpsons scene, "Do you come with the car?" I'm going to put it in the video part of this clip. "Do you come with the car?" In the supermarket. You got gamed. And as we know, you don't hate the player, you hate the game. So to the future Facebook status dads of, "Oh, not every day. Look, must be doing something right." This is what I need to do to pass 1,000 followers on the Instagram page before Christmas. That's the goal. We're a hair's breadth away from 400 now. Hopefully this episode will tick us up slightly, just over 400. Wish me luck on that one. But Chris Cyborg, whoever did your socials way back when, they were ahead of the game. Absolutely ahead of the game. In other terms, one of my favorite current memes or references that I'm seeing a lot of videos around is the fabled Winter Arc. It is actually a real thing. I'm going to explain the history of it a little bit for you out there. Instead of me just name dropping a meme and knowing that we have a vast age range of listenership may go over some people's heads. So let's take a look at the history behind the meme and the saying itself, thanks to the wonderful archive of knowyourmeme.com. Winter arc refers to a fitness challenge in which people spend their winters bulking and gaining muscle and then cutting the fat to look fit and shredded by summer. The challenge can be traced back to at least late 2022. However, the phrase winter arc only received meme attention this year in 2024 as internet users mocked those who treated the challenge like a double XP event. I did see a viral tweet before where somebody said that their wife had tricked them into doing housework by getting an app that gave XP for chores, which, you know, genius app, let's be honest on that. For any RPG players out there, genius app. The origin of the term winter arc is likely derived from manga in terms of their arcs, with fitness enthusiasts highlighting the winter as a time for change and self-improvement and a time to make moves in silence before bearing the fruits of hard work in the following summertime. In fitness culture, the winter arc refers to the practice of bulking in the winter and cutting fat before the summer, with the arc beginning on October 1st of every year. I've been a bit distracted in that last sentence as the video has cut off. I think I've ran out of space again on the phone. Not a great thing. So we're going to do an impromptu pause here in case I need to make another reel. Stand by, please. There you are. Seamless transition. According to the 1st of September 2022 entry on Urban Dictionary, the winter arc refers to a time where every man must face the mental and physical challenges of winter. To be honest, they're going on a bit like it's a man flu, you know, a very harsh illness. Know Your Meme, excellent resource. It also shows different posts and TikToks and stuff like that where it was introduced, when it was spread, the most amount of views that it would have got from different TikTokers and their names and stuff like that, how it like became popular and stuff like that. There is a very good reference to how winter arc MFs in 2 days are actually just in bed, not wanting to get up, different stuff like that. But wonderful, wonderful resource. Would recommend knowyourmeme.com to absolutely anyone. But you get it, all right? Misunderstood, stereotypical, lone wolf, sigma male, doesn't need anyone or anything. They're locked in. They've gone running headfirst into the male version of a bear's hibernation. Going to come out ready to hit the blocks running in 2025 once their winter arc has finished. While I could make arguments for cliches and stuff like that, you know, no carbs before marbs, a summer body's built in the winter, all of these things, I could make arguments for enjoying training at every time of the year, but there is something that hits a little bit different this time of the year, elevating it slightly higher above the other periods of the year. Now, I'm going to skip forward to Christmas. I'm going to use that as an example. I love training around Christmas. It feels like you're doing something that you really should be doing. There's a load of people off work. They're able to get in for open mats. They want to be training a little bit more. Christmas guilt, new training gear, wanting to work off the food, make room for more food. I love it. You get to see people twice a day, or you'll get to see certain people at certain times. And if you're training twice a day, you're going to get great training all through Christmas anyway. But in terms of the time of the year, let's call a spade, it's cold. It's a lot colder. Not a lot of gyms in Ireland have underfloor heating that I am aware of, or big central heating systems. Most of us in the country are in industrial estates that are cold and take quite a bit to warm up. Some people have the gas heaters, some people have infrared heaters, others rely on warm-ups. Some other people don't even believe in warm-ups. But as a man that teaches at 7 o'clock in the morning, I can tell you firsthand, that things can be a little bit harder than usual in the winter, that early, when it comes to getting the body awake, wanting to train, and people wanting to give effort straight away. Now, I have a biased opinion that whatever you're building with technical development, that's the most important, 100%. But when it comes to training, giving yourself a boost mentally or longer term, if you're doing it at a difficult time or something that isn't convenient to you, like, I'm fully in favor of that. I do also agree, maybe sleeping in a little bit later is better, getting a longer sleep, recovery, whatever. Like, the time that I'm recording this podcast at versus the time I have to wake up on Friday morning to get to the gym to is not the most optimal. Definitely creeping into the self-sabotage territory in terms of the world. But yeah, morning training, positive. Cold morning training in the winter, maybe not as much. And I'm going to use nighttime as an example. Last night, Halloween night, pretty quiet in the gym. Huge drop off in numbers compared to usual on a usual Thursday. Entirely understandable. Majority of the evening people who train, like people with families, people with kids, not wanting to go out, stuff on, trick or treating, midterm, holidays, completely understandable. But there is a lot to be said, cliched or not, for reminding yourself on nights like that, nights like last night, those sessions count as much as the ones with twice as many people on the mats. And I'd nearly argue that they can count more. If you're at a smaller class, you're going to get more attention and detail from the person coaching it. Smaller class as well, maybe, at least in my case, I know when it's a smaller class, if a coach needs to go around a load of people, they're going to get around them quicker, help them get the technique, more reps of the technique. You're going to be rolling quicker and for longer. We did 50 minutes of rolling last night. That's brilliant. If it's a bigger class, maybe you may not get that amount of rolling just because of sometimes a class getting away from yourself. Okay, so there's a lot to be said for that. You're also thankful of the people who showed up on that cold Halloween night who were there to train, get really good rounds in, sit around doing a bit of drilling afterwards. I did this, you did that, how can we get better at this, blah, blah, blah. Sometimes when it's a busy gym, packed gym and another class waiting to come on, you can't always get that sort of extra work in. They all add up. They are all going to add up. You left the warm house to drive there to train. You're still walking out into a cold car park, which is going to be frosted over the next couple of weeks. Getting into the cold car, driving home, getting home late. That's a bit of a winter arc in itself. Like, there's people I know from our gym who have already got their flights booked for the Europeans in January. They're planning on being away for that. It's over 2 months away at this point, but they've already decided, yeah, I'm doing this. Money down, money on the table. Accommodation booked, flights booked, let's go, storm Lisbon. We could quote any amount of cliched expressions. I could Google as many of them as you want. But an expression versus a lived experience is two different things. So for the older listeners, for the slightly older listeners of the podcast, let me bring you back to the earlier days of Facebook. This is going to be lost on some of our younger listeners as the game was killed, shot in the head in 2020. It was taken off Facebook years before that. Do you think somebody who was playing Farmville on Facebook, do you think they showed up in the summer, having not done a tap all winter or a tap all spring, and showed up on their Farmville with a fully established farm, with a plentiful supply of crops, ready to sell for virtual dollars, to harvest for virtual dollars? They didn't, their whole. They grinded through the winter, putting in the hours, coming back every once in a while to check the progress of the crops. Has this harvested in the couple of hours? Can I harvest it now? Can I sell it? Can I expand my allotment? Can I increase my Farmville? As Mike Goldberg would have said, virtually identical, grinding on Farmville versus winter arc for athletic development. Those crops, when you went on your holiday in summer, knowing that you were leaving your farm, you were leaving the farm, those crops were earned in the winter. The long cold slog, it's the exact same as that. We've had the same problem with the iPhone here. Unfortunately, we've had the same problem. I did delete the stuff. I'm going to have to upgrade the iCloud. This is a train wreck, but we're nearly there. And I'm showing my age with those podcast references, with those Farmville references. I was 32 yesterday. Another rotation done around the sun. We are 32 years old now. I am. Whew. And I have to admit, the 30s have not been as horror-inflicting as I thought they might have been when I was going into them. Now, I could very easily, very, very easily, and I will in the future, I could play the dead mother card here. The mother with a terminal illness card. They are nestled in my back pocket. I won't, but know that they're there, ready at any time. When you take that glaring obstacle of dead mother out of the occasion of the early 30s, then really I can't complain. You know, there is always somebody worse off than you. Something that my ma used to always say, there's always somebody worse off than you. And there are people that I know who are going through the same thing now, have gone through it more recently than me, or maybe will go through it in the next couple of years. And it's absolutely awful. It's shit. But it is a rite of passage. And something that shouldn't have, but it did give me a good comfort and realization in the days afterwards that a child is always supposed to lose their parent. But the worst thing for a parent would be to lose a child. All right, so think about that again. It does make sense. You are always meant to lose your parents because there's nothing worse on the planet than a parent losing a child. Now, I understand, gutted for people who may have had to experience that. And I'm sorry about maybe just throwing that out there in terms of someone having lost a child. But it is just a regular thing of life that you should not go before your parent. And that did help a lot at the time. And it all kind of linked. It made me realize because my uncle rung me yesterday morning, birthday morning, man, a few words and very to the point. He said to me, "Well, where are you?" I said, "I'm standing outside Mother Frucker's getting my sausage and bacon bap, my birthday sausage and bacon bap." He said, "Well, where are you going to be standing in 10 years' time when you're 42 years old?" And I said straight away, if we're going wit for wit here, no problem. I was off the bat. I said, "Hopefully still standing outside Mother Frucker's getting my sausage and bacon bap, unless your man's retired by then." And he laughed and he said, "Well, think about that. Really think about that. Where will you be and what will you be doing? Wanted to wish you a happy birthday. Good luck. Talk to you later." Hung up the phone. Man of few words, but a man of powerful words. It stuck with me all day. I tell you that. Stuck with me all day. Stuck with me to now. Because I can tell you this much for nothing. In 10 years' time, if I am doing what I'm doing every day at the moment right now, that is going to be a very depressing picture. That is going to be a very, very, very depressing picture. There is no chance, let alone by the age of 35 or 36, there is no chance I'm going to be doing what I'm doing now, week by week, day by day, by the time I'm 42. Like, in terms of if I'm even remotely in certain similar situations, whether that's place in the world, the amount of hours that I'm doing, the amount of training that I'm doing, the amount of coaching that I'm doing, like, those things could scale up. Maybe I could be doing more. That's 100%. But financially, I'm going to be far better off, I hope. Mortgage-wise, I might even have one. House-wise, I might even have one. Living abroad, that might be what I'm doing. Famous international podcaster, that might be what I'm doing. But I did think that those 10 years can go very, very quick, because I can remember my 22nd birthday and I can remember the early 20s birthdays and stuff like that. And now that I think, oh, those 10 years did creep up a little bit fast, it shook me a little bit. Like, I still want to be doing the constant of exercise every day, jiu-jitsu every day, podcasting every day, all going to plan in 10 years' time. Easy to say I still want to be podcasting in 10 years' time when you're 12 weeks into a podcast, but whatever. Something to think about. Although it is attributed to Bill Gates as a quote, it wasn't Bill Gates who told me the quote, so I always attribute it to the person who told me the quote, that as humans, we can massively overestimate what we could achieve in a year and massively underestimate what we could achieve in 10. So we think we can do a lot more than we actually can in a year, but we don't realize how much we could actually do in 10 years. So let's think of that. As the bell strikes behind me, I'm not sure if you can hear that out my window, but I can hear it very clear. It's almost time to wrap up the podcast. I celebrated the birthday. 2 training sessions, 2 classes taught, sausage and bacon baps, Mexican burrito bowl, lying in front of the fire watching a television show called Industry, which is my new favorite show. When I'm done season 3, we are going to talk about that next week and why you should be watching it. And the podcast is a little light this weekend. We're not going to touch 30 minutes, but the reason why is because you're going to get a second podcast, either Sunday or Monday morning. depending on editing, depending on production, you're getting a second episode because we are going to London. The consistently above average team, I'm treating them. They've worked very, very hard. We are heading to London for 12 hours, for 13 hours on Saturday. Our famous first guest, John Luca, messaged me weeks ago to say, red alert, we are in, we are in. He had gotten confirmation and matched for a grappling show, a grappling event called Polaris, which is on in London this weekend. Polaris, if you're listening to this, there's a good chance you're involved in jiu-jitsu. Maybe you're one of the percent of people that are listening to it because they want to support me, and that's appreciated. Thank you very much. But Polaris is the longest running professional grappling show in the world. It's streamed on UFC Fight Pass. It's the best professional grappling show in the world by a country mile. They have a big event on this weekend with some of the biggest names in jiu-jitsu and the MMA world are going to be, and I'll be there too, are going to be in Croydon in London, southeast London, home of Emile Smith Rowe, one of my favourite football players, gone off to Fulham to do great things, had to leave Arsenal, but I'll be in his ends this Saturday. Croydon, love it, great area. So John is allowed to bring two people into the event with him. He said, look at the flights, they're only €28 return, same day. Who am I to say no to London for that price for 13 hours on a Saturday? To be able to hold his coach's water bottle. Who am I to say no to that? That is something I will jump on. To support a friend slash enemy? Yes, of course I will do that. I've never been to one of their shows before. I watch it on Fight Pass all the time when they're live. They've done really, really well post-pandemic in terms of selling out the shows, good active crowds. One of the guys that organises it, I've spoken to him once in person, spoken otherwise over email before, behind Scramble and Polaris, designed the very first Severe MMA t-shirt that we got made and sold many, many years ago. Limited drop. I'm considering wearing it to the venue on Saturday. Just to dust it out from the archive, full circle moment. Maybe it may make an appearance in the back of the stream. Hopefully you'll see it. We're not going to do a card preview and rundown. It's very late. I'm definitely not getting into that now. It'll take me well above 30 minutes. We're going to end up talking about the card afterwards, how good people were when we're on our way home. That's going to be the focus. Looking forward to my airport chat with Roger Dardis, John Luca's coach. Hilarious man, great man, salt of the earth, hilarious, blunt, hilarious, curt, so many different things. Offered me to read a book on the plane on the way home from Rome a few weeks ago if I wanted to have a look at it, thought I might like it. I said, to be honest, I'm wrecked, I'm going to go straight to sleep, I've been up all night. And he said, all right, grand. We get onto the little bus afterwards and I said, here, can I have a look at the book so I can take the name of it to get it? He was like, nah, you wouldn't like it. Wouldn't tell me the name of the book. I'm going to find out this weekend the name of that book. But could we get a few words from the man himself? Maybe. He's a man of few words. Maybe. He might jump on. We're going to see. I'm going to do my best little travel influencer version of the podcast as well for the day that's in it. Bring in the equipment. I'm going to record like the noises on the plane on my mic. Do you know? Boarding at gate 102, Ryanair flight FR911 to London Gatwick. Gate closing. And then the airline demonstration or whatever. Any sort of little thoughts, journey, whatever. That's going to be on it. And we'll finish it up with a chat with John, who I think is going to win by submission, just for the record. Good prep for him going to Abu Dhabi in a few weeks' time. Then we'll get to chat with him in Gatwick when we're on the way home. Stitch it all together in a lovely little episode and release it for you on Sunday or Monday, depending on what happens. All right? And then final thought, segments. Am I going to break off into segments for the next couple of podcasts to try get a recurring theme, a recurring segment, a recurring issue? Think on this day in history, whatever. And then I'll use a website to do the facts and whatever, we'll talk about it. There may be an element of that linked to Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and mixed martial arts that I could incorporate into it. Definitely a good idea. Have a couple of ideas. naturally, as a narcissistic egomaniac podcaster, because we're all doing this for one real reason, it's attention. I do think I have a couple of funny ideas that may become regular segments. Leave it with me, all right? There is also a couple of people who have been requesting, and I say this appreciatively, far more people than I would have thought, to be honest, at this stage, around the topic of a t-shirt or merch, all right? If we're doing it, brackets, we are. It's going to be a very limited edition one before Christmas to help offset some production costs and upgrade requirements for the new year. I would like the ability to be able to patch in a caller, like to ring someone on the podcast, and then them to be able to be heard very clearly. That's priority number one. A second good quality microphone for on-location interviews would be nice as well. Improve the production side of things a little bit. That'd be good too. Maybe a little bit left over registration for the Nogi Worlds in December. If you see me on an Instagram reel in the next week or two wearing a very nicely coloured t-shirt, then you'll know one day soon you'll be able to purchase that. It's going to be incredibly limited. I'm not liquid. I don't have a lot of capital to get the shirts to begin with, but I have enough to be able to get a certain amount of shirts, and it'll be a one and done until we can come up with the next design or the next color t-shirt or whatever. So there's the early spoiler. All right, we're actually creeping a lot closer to 30 minutes than I thought we were going to on this episode. That's wonderful. As always, thank you, everyone, wherever you are in the world, for listening. We've had over 25 different countries worldwide people have listened to the podcast from. Still a couple of countries missing. Still a couple of counties missing, actually, in Ireland, to be honest. Leitrim, get your act together, right? Longford, I'm coming for you. But I also think that the stats that I get and the map that I get is shown based up if you've ever given your app permission for your location to be used. So I need to look into that. I'm not too sure, because I know at least more than X amount of people have listened in a certain location, and maybe they don't come up as multiple dots, whatever. Of course, 5 stars, please, on all platforms, Spotify, Apple, whatever. Follow the page on Instagram at consistently above average. If you're not already, thank you very much. Share to a friend, share to your story. Maybe we'll pop up on Reddit soon. Maybe I'll start posting on Reddit again more consistently so they don't think I'm just posting the podcast looking for attention. I have been posting on Reddit a little bit more recently, actually, so maybe I wouldn't be too out of line in posting it on Reddit, but we will see. Chat to you again Sunday or Monday with John Luca post Polaris, which is happening this Saturday in Croydon, broadcast live on UFC Fight Pass. Awesome, guys. Enjoy your weekend, and I will chat to you on Sunday or Monday. Good luck.